usually someone who looks like you do after what you've been through has some great guiding inner entity propelling them.
Well, I am a deeply religious person, and I have embraced the philosophy of nonviolence and love. I am not a perfect example of that, but I'm still working and struggling to become that. I think that when we look at the life of Martin Luther King Jr., we see an example of someone who so overcame life. You know, I think the end of life, Martin used to say, is not to be happy, but to do God's will.
This is Coretta Scott King, and when I'm in Philadelphia, I listen to Assignment Reporter on WDS-FM with Wynn Alexander.